USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is making a statement at the White House about Syria and Turkey.
The government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent.
The president also says he will lift sanctions on Turkey, although Turkey has to abide by that permanent ceasefire for those sanctions to remain lifted. Decrying a lack of transparency in the House Democrats' impeachment process against President Trump, House Republicans gathered in the basement of the Capitol on Wednesday and demanded entry into the proceedings that they've been barred from thus far and reportedly got in. After members attempted to sit in on that closed-door testimony, Congressman Bradley Byrne of Alabama says Democrats threatened them.
They're also threatening to file ethics complaints against those of us from the House that want to be in the room.
USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug. Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money is saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look!
Ah! I mean, ah! Amazing! Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Defense attorneys for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz are asking for more time to prepare their case. However, the judge overseeing the case says she wants it to begin as scheduled on January 27. Cruz's lawyers say they want to speak with more than 300 people before the trial begins. A new report says parents need to discuss train dangers with their children. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The new report says every 5 days in America, a young person aged 19 or under is killed by a train. Safe Kids Worldwide issuing the report to tell parents that it can take a mile for a heavy freight train to stop, even after a locomotive engineer spots someone or even a vehicle on the tracks. The nonprofit group's urging parents to teach their kids about the dangers of walking near railroad tracks and to obey railroad crossing gates and lights, and to avoid using cell phones or headphones whenever they're near railroad tracks.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year the U.S. Department of Agriculture would be relocating its agency to Kansas City. It's unclear how many workers will be leaving Washington, D.C. and moving to Kansas or Missouri to follow their jobs with the USDA. One thing's for sure, Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, says everyone should be very pleased with the jobs that are coming to Missouri.
The state of Missouri, I am grateful every single day to be in Missouri, and it's a wonderful place to live and to raise a family. To have these D.C. bureaucrats say that moving to Missouri is a form of punishment, that the only reason to do it is just to somehow get back at USDA employees, I mean, that's unbelievable. Look, if they don't want to go to Missouri, that's fine. They don't have to work for USDA. But
the Washington Nationals are up 1-0 in the World Series after beating the Houston Astros last night in Houston. Now, Houston will have an opportunity to even the series as first pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz shares what it would be like for the city of Washington to win the World Series.
Well, it's exciting, first of all, but then there's all this history that comes with it. And a lot of the young guys won't even know about it. But I think once you're able to get to a point and enjoy the moment, and if you can shock your city like we did in 91 for us in Atlanta, it's euphoric. And I think for Washington, they've been waiting a long time for this.
Smoltz is a baseball analyst for Fox Sports. He was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.